Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Jamie Tarabay. Officials in the U.S. and 10 other countries say they've taken down what's believed to be the most prolific hacking group of all time. Jamie, let's start with you telling us a little bit about LockBit. How big of an operation was this?
Well, what was really interesting about LockBit and what we've heard from many of the people who have studied them is that they're prolific and the most successful ransomware group ever. They work as they sell ransomware as a service to their affiliates, and we don't know how vast that network is. What we do know is that as part of the operation that the law enforcement agencies have been carrying out in recent days is that they've seized 11,000 domains and servers and source code and decryption keys. So that does give you some indication of just how vast their network is. Within the United States, FBI says there's been 1,600 victims, internationally 2,000, and over 144 million ransom demands. So, I think that the numbers speak for themselves.
11,000 domains, is that most of the operation, or is that just a fraction of what they were operating?
I think it's been a significant hit from everything that we've seen and been told, their communications, the really important details and the material that they really hold closely and care about, the communications between each other, between the groups, the messages, the sort of personal information, identifying information, that's what's been taken as far as we know, and as well as the ability to relieve some of the victims who've had their data encrypted. There might be a chance now that they'll be able to get that data back without having to pay ransoms.
And these were some pretty large and well-known victims.
Yes, some of the biggest hacks of the last couple of years, UK's Royal Mail, the ICBC Bank, the US arm of that bank, Equiland, which is a trading platform, just in January was another victim. So, it's definitely been really punitive, the way that they've operated. They're very fiscally minded, so they're very, very, very successful. And they've been running a very, very successful business model for years now and continuing to iterate. And now the question is, among a lot of the researchers and people who track these guys, is whether they're able to rebuild and rebrand after this disruption, which we've been told is really significant.
Yeah, that's the question, is like, how many more people or how many more operations are there like this out there? And how many of these people who didn't get arrested will break off and branch off and form their own?
Well, that's a really good question. And I think that, even the officials will say that even as they've disrupted this group, even as they've gone into sort of the affiliate infrastructure and taken away servers that hold very, very sensitive information, they haven't gotten the head of the snake. So it's entirely likely, and we've seen this before, other groups have come back 6 to 8 months, a year later as a different group, different itinerary, different identity, doing exactly the same thing. So, but 11,000 domains, that's a severe disruption for your ransomware payment system. They are going to have to come back, and if they do come back, it will take some time.
And how easy or how quickly will some of these victims be able to get their information back?
The FBI is saying to victims to contact them, and it really depends. 990 decryption keys is significant. whether it's going to be everyone, whether it's going to be the really sensitive material that matters, we don't know. This is really the beginning of basically the next element of this operation, is to try to get these details back for these people. There's nothing about whether they're able to get the over $100 million paid in ransom back. That seems much more unlikely.
Jamie, thanks very much for your reporting. That is Bloomberg's Jamie Tarabay. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 here at KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg TV. That's coming up at 2 p.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.